This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. A happy and relief-filled homecoming for some Wisconsin residents returning to the U.S. this weekend after getting stranded in Israel. Scott Forrester says he monitored the assault until he was safely out of there.
There's multiple apps to track the rockets, like we track the weather. And as soon as I got on the plane, I deleted it. I didn't even want to think about it anymore.
At least 30 Americans have now died in the conflict, more than 4,000 on both sides. And the situation in Gaza is getting more dire by the hour, where more than 2 million people have lost access to water, fuel, and medicine. Thousands have already evacuated the region, but others are stuck there, including American Amira Abulugar.
The world is going to watch people be killed mercilessly. In real time.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Egypt's president today to get more Americans out.
Rafah will be open. We're putting in place with the United Nations, with Egypt, with Israel, with others, the mechanism by which to get the assistance in and to get it to the people who need it.
The efforts coming ahead of an expected ground assault by Israel against Hamas. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has crumbled villages in Afghanistan. Philip Kof is with the World Food Program.
Dozens of villages are affected, some entirely flattened. Those who have survived have lost everything. They are left with no shelter or food.
This comes a week after powerful tremors killed thousands there. Here at home, police have arrested the suspected shooter who shot three people at the Texas State Fair. Tammy Skolcup was there.
I mean, it was pop, 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 pop. I mean, it sounds like what you hear gunfire sound like every time you see anything on the news like this.
The victims are expected to survive. Auto strikes aren't over.
It has been a pattern with the UAW to announce additional striking factories on Fridays. But this past Friday, it didn't do that. Union President John Fain says it broke the pattern because the auto company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to do any serious bargaining. So from now on, Fain says the union could expand its walkouts at any moment.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. Best Buy is saying goodbye to DVDs and Blu-rays. The retailer says people are consuming media differently these days, so it plans to phase them out by early 2024. And Suzanne Summers has died of breast cancer at 76.
When you hear those three words, you have cancer, wow, that's coming face to face with your mortality.
The actress, author, and entrepreneur had battled skin and breast cancer for decades. About 3 months ago, she confirmed it was back. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by White Kurt Realtors Lake Point. You're a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or see them online at WhiteKurt-LakePoint.com. Let's kick the night off with our friend Kelsey Miles. This is her brand new one, Fool. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I was a fool. that line. I was a fool to compromise. I was a fool about your kiss, baby. None of this, mm-hmm, no. I was a fool. I was a fool.
I was a fool
to think you felt the same.
I was a fool
believing that maybe you'd change. Gonna fool me again. Was a fool about your kiss. Well, now you ain't got none of this. Mm-hmm. I was a fool. Oh, oh, oh.
I was a fool
to think you felt the same.
Screaming around. Double dip of Kelsey Miles. That was Red, Fool before that. That's her brand new single that's out on all her streaming channels. Kelsey Miles, she is awesome, but she's going through some rough times. She just lost a really good friend of hers. Cody passed away in the last couple of weeks. Kelsey was very open on social media about this loss. Of course, Cody was a dear friend of hers. We send Kelsey all of our love and our hugs. Be sure to check out Kelsey on socials with Kelsey, or Coffee with Kelsey. Happens every week. It's really cool. Check it out. You can have coffee in the morning with Kelsey Miles, and she interacts with you. It's really cool. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy K. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker's here, though.
Yeah.
What's happening, brother?
Not too much, Jimmy.
It's nice to see you.
Getting ready for a really exciting show tonight. We are already drinking Italian Pilsner from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. We're going to have CJ Hall and Bill Morgan, the brewer, here in just a few minutes. Al Giroux, bio author, Kurt Dietrich. We're going to be, Terry will be talking to him at 7 o'clock. The Broken Boards, they're opening for the Exotics at the Crystal Corner on the 21st. We'll be talking to that band coming in. Bar Notes. 8 o'clock, we have Bar Notes from Terry Barr. The Vanishing Kids, bassist Jerry Suffren, he'll be in talking about the new album. And live in the lair tonight, Jimmy, Noah James Hittner. He's going to be doing loops. One guy. It's going to sound like a full band.
I'm looking forward to the Devil's Lair tonight, or to the lair tonight. It's going to be really cool. Terry's not here tonight, so no Bar Notes. And I think we're talking with Kurt Dietrich.
Okay.
So there we go. We're going to make it up as we go along.
Great.
Dude, you know, life is fun because there's these milestones in life, you know,
yes,
as we all go through. I have a milestone coming up next week.
Really? What is it, Jimmy?
My 20th wedding anniversary with Mrs. K.
The big 2-0.
The 20-year anniversary. If you would have asked me 20 years ago if I was going to make it to the 20-year anniversary, I probably would have said you're crazy.
Now, you guys were together, though, before that, right?
We dated for like 7 years before we got married, yeah.
Okay, so you're kind of 27, yeah. But officially 20.
Right, right. So, obviously, love Mrs. K, looking forward to it. We're actually going to get away for a couple of days next week. We're going to Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
I've never been to Sheboygan, dude. Never been to Sheboygan. I've eaten Sheboygan brats. I've had Three Sheeps Brewing. I think they're in Sheboygan, aren't they?
Get some deep fried schmelt.
I know. I'm not eating schmelt, dude. I'm Wisconsin through and through. I'm not eating schmelt, though. I'm not Norwegian. I'm Irish.
Oh, all right.
So have you used to deliver Maximum Inks in Sheboygan, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Sheboygan a bunch of times. Yeah. A lot of fun right there on the lake.
We're on the air in Sheboygan on AM 540 WAUK, the Shaw out of Waukesha. And I want to know, where should I go in Sheboygan? What places should I check out? What is a must do I should do when I'm in Sheboygan next week? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. Where should I go in Sheboygan, Rocker?
I don't know, Jimmy, but I'll tell you, the 26th of October happens to be my golden anniversary with Alice.
How many years?
26.
26. So golden. It's the 26th. Okay, gotcha.
It's the 26 golden.
26 years. So we have 46 years of combined marriage experience between the two of us.
And what do we know?
Nothing. I know nothing about marriage. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear from you. Let's do some blues right now. The Blues Man from Blythe Gamble. Smax Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Make me pay my toll.
Max Inc. on Civic. Sorry, Blythe. Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Tell me where to go in Sheboygan, Wisconsin for my anniversary, for goodness sake. I want a steak and a baked potato and a salad or something like that. Right now, some West Side Andy, Just Cuz on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm wise as an owl, sly as a fox, stubborn as a mule, strong as an ox. But I'm poor as an alley cat without you. Lord, I'm giving back all the rest. Just let
skill with my hands, sharp with my tongue, lean on the waist, light on my feet. The best, just let me keep the best.
Civic Media, we are local music. Altered 5 Blues Band there, and their song Keep the Best. Multi-whammy award-winning Altered 5 Blues Band. They've won like 7 Mamas, or not Mamas, but Whammy Awards. Amazing rocker.
They have won a ton of awards, and they're an awesome band. And what can I say about them? I booked them at least 3 times at Atwood Fest.
Maybe we hear 4, so, you know?
We love them.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Original local music until midnight. 844-967-2789. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. I'm going to Sheboygan next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, for the 20th anniversary of Mrs. K and I's wedding. Looking forward to it. A couple of suggestions came in. I should check out the Bourbon Street Pub and Grill in Sheboygan. I've heard that place is really good. Also, Parker John's Barbecue and Pizza was a suggestion that I should check out in Sheboygan. I want to see some live music. You know, Carbellion, they're from Sheboygan, Rocker.
Yeah, they were. Well, they're not from Sheboygan, but they play there a lot. They have a big following there. And Electromag just opened for them. I think it was last night in Sheboygan.
Last night, yeah, that's right.
So are you camping, Jimmy, or are you hoteling it?
Actually, I have an Airbnb in the town just south of Sheboygan called Utsburg.
Utsburg.
First of all, that's fun as hell to say. Utsburg. I'm going to Utsburg, man. And actually, I know there's a place I'm going to have breakfast at least twice there. There's Josie's Cafe in downtown Utsburg. This is one of those breakfast, lunch-only places owned by Mom Pop.
Yum.
With pancakes the size of a freaking dinner
plate,
you know? Yeah, right. And super thick.
And hash browns.
And hash browns and homemade biscuits and gravy. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you order the biscuits and gravy,
yeah,
You could tell if it comes out of a bag or if it's homemade. I hate the bag biscuits and gravy. It has to be homemade.
Homemade buttermilk biscuits. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, we got CJ and Bill the Brewer from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They're in downtown Sun Prairie. They're both here. We're going to have a chat to see what's going on at Full Mile Beer Company. Plus, they brought us Beer Rocker.
They did.
And I'm about to sample some of this beer.
The Italian Pilsner. It's going down now, I'll tell you, Jimmy. For my anniversary, I think I'm going to Full Mile.
Nice.
Sun Prairie. We're going to do it.
All right. One of these days,
we'll Alice, if you're listening, we're going to Full Mile.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're all having a great night. Hey, don't forget to go to maxincradio.com. Podcast, podcast, podcast. All the live in the layers, the interviews, the shows, they're all busted up for you there. Lots of cool information, too, if you want to send us music if you're in a band. MaxIncRadio.com, rocker.
Jimmy, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen opened in downtown Sun Prairie in 2018 with the goal of bringing the community together with drinks, food, and a space designed just for that. Full Mile founder CJ Hall and head brewer Bill Morgan are here in the studio to tell us about the mission, beer, music, and food at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. CJ, Bill, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys.
So, you know, we want to know a little bit more about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, but first, what is the meaning of Full Mile? And second, why is this name so long?
I could tell you the meaning kind of, we backed into it a little bit, we came up with pages of names. My business partner, Nate, and I had been working on trying to find a name for quite a while. Full Mile was one that we came up with that when the next day came around, we didn't hate it, so we stuck with it. But so I wish there was really more to it than that. Just the attention to detail is kind of the idea, the core there.
Going the full mile.
Well, not quite so much of that, but yeah, I guess it could be that. As far as why that name is so long, we added that "and" kitchen to the end of that name because we really wanted to make sure people knew that it was like food was a focus as well. It wasn't just a brewery with a tap room. We weren't just doing beer. So make it really obvious that kitchen was, you know, we had food.
Now, Full Mile is more than a restaurant, a venue, and a brew pub. It's a place where the community comes together. Tell us about your passion and the mission of Full Mile beyond beer and food.
Beyond beer and food. Well, the passion came from, well, Nate and I, prior to opening it, kind of identified a need, we thought, for something a little higher end in downtown Sun Prairie. You know, we're coming up on 5 years of being open. In, you know, 2018, there wasn't a ton of options downtown. So the passion part, I brewed beer at home. I was really in the beer, craft beer.
Homebrew.
That's right. I did a lot of that, close to 20 years of doing that. And Nate had been in the restaurant and bar industry for quite some time. So that's, I guess, where the passion part of that came in. You know, we wanted to be this hub for the community and really be a kind of a cool, hip sort of meeting place downtown Sun Prairie.
And downtown Sun Prairie in general is just a great city. But the community, especially in the downtown area, is really special. And I'm sure it's really fun and rewarding to be part of that community downtown.
Yeah, for sure. It is. There's so many awesome businesses down there. You know, just being exposed to all these people owning business owners down there. The business improvement district downtown is great too. Working with the city for the most part has been really good too. It's just a bunch of really nice, very cool people.
And there are people that come together, and it's a kind of a great walking atmosphere down there as well.
Yeah, we get some good foot traffic down there. Like today, example was there was the Sun Prairie Fall Fest down there where they had like horse-drawn wagons going around. The downtown does a lot of these events and puts on a lot of events throughout the year that kind of just really brings people downtown in the first place. And then once they're down there, they're out and about in downtown. So it's vibrant. This Saturdays are busy down there.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Gotta eat and get a beer.
Yeah.
There you go. CJ Hall from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Bill the Brewer is also here. Bill Morgan, let's meet you right now. You're an award-winning brewer for over 30 years in business. You brewed in places like Cleveland, Ohio. Sorry about that. And also Japan, which is kind of crazy. What brought you to Madison and the Sun Prairie area, and how'd you get hooked up with Full Mile Beer Company?
Well, as you say, I started my brewing career professionally over 30 years ago, 1991, I believe, was my first job. And that was in central Illinois. And even at that time, I became quickly aware of the great taste of the Midwest here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife actually went to school at UW-Madison. So I was familiar with the city, and coming up year after year after year to attend the festival, the beer festival, I really began to admire a lot of things about Madison. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Cleveland to open a big brewery there, I kind of convinced all the breweries in the Cleveland area that this festival was a worthwhile thing to do. So I started getting a bunch of those guys traveling over for the festival. And anyway, then I, as you say, I went to Japan, and I, you know, it was always on the back of my mind that Madison was, you know, really my favorite college town in the whole Midwest. So when my wife and I moved back from Japan, I went back to graduate school, got an engineering degree at the University of Illinois, and started a brewery in central Illinois. And after working there for about 11 years, I kind of had enough, and my kids were grown and off to college, and I was sort of thinking, well, now's my opportunity to go somewhere I might like a little bit better. Yeah. And Madison was right on the top of the list.
Well, that's amazing. And just a side note, too, you were telling me off air, you've been married for 30-some years, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. got married in 1990, so, you know, 33 years this year.
33. So we now have, what, 80-some years combined?
Oh, jeez.
And marriage experience?
And believe me, I don't know anything more
about marriage. Wow, we were just going to ask you advice. Now, Bill, you bring a mix of engineering, creative vision, and scientific knowledge. You were just talking about that. So tell us about the beer you created, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen.
Well, you know, my appreciation of beer goes all the way back to its roots. You know, the oldest known recipe, written recipe for anything. In you know, the archaeologists will tell you the oldest known recipe is the hymn to Ninkasi, the goddess, the Mesopotamian goddess of beer. So
is this
beer,
true?
Yes. Beer is very ancient. It's like over 8,000 years old. And And, you know, their methods were quite a bit different. But even by Egyptian times, the Egyptians, you know, the ancient Egyptians had already began to separate out different strains of barley, some that were better for making bread, others that were better for making beer. So the science of beer making goes way back. And really, all the technological, industrial, you know, revolutions that we think of, you know, the old British scientists, you know, inventing thermometers and very early technology, all of that can be traced to the brewing industry. You know, how did you make beer before there was a thermometer?
So what you're saying,
I never thought of that.
Bill, what you're saying here is beer is the holy drink.
It is. It is. And it's always been the beer of the people, or the drink of the people.
Right.
You know, it's always been an everyman's beverage. It's not snooty or highfalutin. There are certain factions within craft beer, I think, that would like to drive it in that direction, maybe to earn a little bit more money. But I've always appreciated the fact that beer can be enjoyed by everyone. It's appropriate for mealtime, for celebratory moments. And, you know, all parts of life.
I wasn't taught this in school. So this is amazing history right here. And it's the preferred history, I guess, I like, you know?
Sure.
It's great. CJ and Bill from Full Mile Beer Company in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. CJ, Full Mile has an incredible menu. You all have some great food out there. Talk about some of the highlights that are on the menu out there.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, we've got a wood-fired pizza oven, full kitchen as well. There's another one. The
mating,
you know,
call of a six pack.
A full menu. Our head chef Eric is incredibly creative. He's driving that kitchen. You know, we've got, I love our pizzas, our wood fired pizzas. Yeah. They're you know, closer to a Neapolitan style pizza, but we've got anything from a pepperoni and sausage pizza to a, you know, salmon, seared salmon with miso and soba noodles. Our cheese curds are to die for.
And it's all from scratch, too.
It is all from scratch, yeah.
Bag biscuits and gravy at Full Mile Beer Company.
No, our biscuits and gravy for brunch are fantastic. Yeah. You should. They are definitely out of a bag by any stretch.
That's awesome. Let's talk about some of the beer. You all brought some beer in for us. I'm currently trying. What's the
Italian
APA? Or the APA or the IPA that I'm IPA. Drinking?
The IPA you're drinking is our Ghost Teeth. Hazy IPA, sort of our flagship IPA, and probably our, you know, certainly at the top of the list of our biggest sellers. You know, the hazy IPA phenomenon is something that's happened in the last 10 years in American craft brewing, and it's taken the craft brewing scene by storm, and every brewery has one. You know, you'll find a few craft brewers will say, I'm so sick and tired of them.
Well, the aroma on this and the taste, normally IPAs, APAs, I get a little scared of because of the bitter after you swallow. But sure. This is smooth and it has a great flavor to it, very citrusy.
Well, and that's kind of the idea of a hazy IPA. It's a little bit of a backlash against the traditional, maybe you might call a West Coast or American, the old school IPA.
The pucker up.
Yeah, yeah. the real attempt to ruin your taste buds with as much hops as absolutely possible.
Right. And real quick, we're running out of time here, but the second beer that I'm trying is the ale.
That's, I think you're drinking the La Strada Italian Pilsner.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
This is good too. This is crisp.
Yeah.
It tastes like beer. It just has a great flavor to it.
An Italian Pilsner is like a German Pilsner, but with a little bit of dry hopping, just for a little delicate herbal kind of aroma.
Ah, that's what I taste.
Yeah.
Tell us about the backstage.
Backstage pass. Yeah, that's our
backstage pass.
We thought that would be appropriate beer to bring.
Yeah, that's
bring
perfect.
Here for you guys. It's an American stout, so, you know, kind of just a solid, toothy, chewy stout. It got a little bit more in the way of hops, so if you call anything American in the craft brewing industry, if you give it that sort of moniker, generally speaking, it means it's going to have a little bit more in the way of hops in it. And this one's a little hoppier than maybe a normal stout would be, but it's still incredibly drinkable and just kind of roasty chocolate, cocoa in there.
Not a big bomb, you know, imperial 10%.
Yeah, that's true.
Stout. It's just a ordinary, everyday drinking dark beer.
Do you all have an Oktoberfest that you do?
We did.
We did. It's a couple of days ago.
It's gone already?
Yeah, it's gone already. Yeah. Yep.
We actually make two different kinds of Oktoberfest. We make the traditional Märzen style, the reddish, caramely, slightly sweeter version that most people in the United States associate with Oktoberfest. And then we make a beer that we just call Fest beer, which is much more like what you actually get at Oktoberfest in Munich. It's paler. It's the same alcohol content, but it's a little lighter and less filling, and you can drink more of it. So we put them on both at the same time and just let the community decide which one's their favorite.
That's awesome. And then, of course, you have live music at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. CJ, what's coming up on the calendar out there that you know?
Well, tonight we have the Rascal Theory, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory. They'll be playing from 7 to 10. We're doing shows every other Saturday, roughly speaking. That's our schedule for the year. 2 weeks from now, we have Mark Croft Trio out there. You know, if people want to see the schedule ahead of time, we've got our website and our Facebook page. We've got events up on it, so we keep that really up to date. That's scheduled out. You can probably see out the next couple months almost. December, I think it'll be 16th, is our anniversary, our 5-year anniversary.
Nice.
So we'll have the Blue Olives will be out there, if you've seen them. We've had them out there a good handful of times. They're incredible.
Yeah.
So they're playing for our 5th anniversary party on December 16th.
And we'll be debuting our you know, anniversary barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout called Collusion.
Wow. The Collusion.
Russian Imperial Stout. Yeah.
There's no meaning behind that.
No meaning.
This will be the strongest one we've made yet at somewhere around 14%.
Whoa, that is strong.
So one for me, and then I'm toast.
That covers mostly everybody.
Yeah, right. I think so.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to see you again, CJ. Bill, it's great to meet you in person. You make some good beer, brother.
Oh, thanks.
You're a freaking beer genius.
I appreciate that. I've worked hard at it over the years.
FullMileBeerCompany.com. Is that right, CJ?
Yep. FullMileBeerCompany.com.
FullMileBeerCompany.com. No, right downtown. Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Yep. It's good stuff. And we really appreciate your support, CJ.
Yeah,
supporting the local music scene here in Madison and Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
You said it yourself. Mark Croft is going to be at your place at Full Mile Beer Company on the 21st. That's in 2 weeks. Here's his song, The Shakin' and the Boom Boom on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This old house is coming down, light it up, burn it to the ground. There's no love within those walls, it's just a domicile and a port of call. It's not a place that you call home, instead of coming on the telephone. Broken hearts and broken too, we're gonna bring it down with the shaking and the boom boom. Boom, boom. Now my daddy died years ago, when the whiskey river overflowed. Dysfunction and atrophy, good Lord, hot damn. Should have seen you fool the priest with a penitent smile. Cheap skin on a crocodile.
Breathing long, breathing, breathing long, breathing, breathing long, breathing, we'll bring it down with the shaking and the boom boom. Breathing long. down, it'll set us free. Memories buried down underneath. It's the dark before the dawn, and we've been waiting for too damn long. Letting mats and some TNT, douse the floor with gasoline. Flick the match and lit the fuse, and we got it down with the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long waiting. We've been long.
The Shaking and the Boom Boom on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Mark Croft. He'll be at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie in 2 weeks on the 21st. I'm Rocker. I'm Jimmy Gay. He's Rocker.
The 28th, Jimmy.
The 28th. Is that right?
Well, 2 weeks from tonight would be the 28th.
Okay. There it is. If you don't want to take our word for it, you can go to FullMileBeerCompanyKitchen.com. Check out the calendar. It's also on their Facebook events. You can check it out there. I am Jimmy K, verified and proven. He's Rocker. We're pretty sure of that.
It says it on my hat.
What's coming up here in the next couple of minutes, Rocker? What do you got coming up?
Hey, we're going to be talking to Kurt Dietrich, who's done an Al Jarreau bio, and the Broken Boards coming up. They're opening up for the Exotics at the Crystal Corner on the 21st. That's next week, Jimmy. Vanishing Kids, the Vanishing Kids. Bassist awesome. Jerry Soffren. He's going to be on the phone. And you know what band he used to be in, Jimmy?
You told me earlier, but tell us again.
Fluid Ounce.
Yeah. And I have some Fluid Ounce in the playlist for tonight, too.
Oh, that'll be a sucker punch. Live in the Lair coming up. Noah James Hittner. He is going to be doing some looping for us and playing some of his music. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's my anniversary next week. Mrs. K and I are going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Thank you. Going to Sheboygan. I've never been to Sheboygan. I'm really excited. I want to know some of the cool, hip places to check out in Sheboygan. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. The Penn Avenue Pub comes highly recommended, Rocker. You know anything about that place?
No.
What are some of the places you drop Maximum Mink at?
Oh boy, I couldn't tell you. Who even knows if they're around anymore, because we haven't really been delivering up in that area for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
But I would say you know where you can get some good brats, Jimmy?
Where?
Germantown.
Sheboygan?
Well, it's not too far from Sheboygan.
Well, the Sheboygan Brat Company is in Sheboygan, aren't they?
If you say so, yes.
Well, I mean, they're called the Sheboygan Brat Company. You would assume they're in Sheboygan. You know, the twin city to Sheboygan is Kohler, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And I might actually go over there and check out isn't there like a
toilet factory?
A toilet factory museum or something like that?
And then there's the Point Beach Nuclear Power Plant.
Yes, yes. Kohler Andre Park is cool.
I'm sure they serve lunch there, Jimmy.
Let's do some Mackenzie Moore now.
You could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under a lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. Didn't play my just let go. When you've been haunted, moving on only leaves you ghosts. We used to sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want. Play my just let go.
toys,
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.